according to the experts I talked to today. There is overwhelming evidence that the mRNA COVID vaccines are very safe and that they continue to protect people against severe illness, even as the coronavirus evolves, and that they've saved millions of lives. Mm-hmm. Here's Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota.
This may be the most dangerous public health judgment that I've seen in my 50 years in this business. It is baseless, and we will pay a tremendous price, both in terms of illnesses and deaths. I'm extremely worried about it.
Because, Elsa, he says this leaves the nation without the quickest response to a new pandemic. And also, many say abandoning mRNA technology leaves the country more vulnerable to bioterrorism. Here's Chris Meekins. He's a biodefense official in the first Trump administration.
I think that it endangers the national security of the United States. It could put the U.S. at a strategic national security disadvantage and would be a significant threat to the national security of the United States.
Because the U.S. will no longer have the most powerful deterrent, effective vaccines that could be deployed quickly. Now, Kennedy says the government instead plans to invest in another technology that uses whole viruses that have been killed. He says that works better because it produces natural immunity, but the whole virus technology is much older and has had some safety issues and isn't nearly as nimble as the mRNA technology.
That is NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Thank you, Rob.
You bet.